Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:36 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is October 28th. Well, this has been a rather momentous day on a number of fronts, particularly in stock markets. This is where we're beginning to see that the high degree of commonality that has been evident right across the equity sector over the last 3 months in particular, but then particularly or especially since March, is beginning to break down. We're seeing that a couple of the markets in Europe are breaking their progressions of higher reaction lows. And as veteran subscribers will be well aware, we've highlighted the rivetingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows across a large number of risk type assets over the last 6 months as being the key consistency characteristic for this medium-term uptrend. Now that that commonality, which has been evident right across different asset classes and the risk type of assets, such as stocks or commodities or indeed corporate or emerging market sovereign bonds, that commonality is beginning to break down, and that's a reasonably clear signal that we are probably getting that bit closer, or we may already be in a larger medium-term correction type of environment, which is likely to take the shape of a reversion towards the mean for a large number of these markets. Now, a review of what's been happening today, the vast majority of stock markets were down in excess of 1%, a large number of them greater than 2%. Brazil was down almost 5%. That was at least in part due to the fact that they've introduced a new 2% tax on trading there. This is a very large downward dynamic on the week. It's testing the 60,000 level, and a clear upward dynamic would now be needed to question scope for further retracement of the powerful gains that the Brazilian market has put in over the last few months. This is the largest downward dynamic on a weekly basis, and of course that's assuming that it is held through the close on Friday that we've seen in over a year. So we're getting warning shots, particularly in some of the higher flying markets, that things are changing. And that is following through with some commensurate strength in carry trade currencies. The US dollar was a bit firmer in here today, was almost a full cent stronger against the euro, which continues to pull back from that $1.50 level. Against the Australian dollar, the US dollar was firmer by 178 ticks. Against the Canadian dollar, it was up by a cent and a half. And it's a pretty similar situation in other funding currencies such as the yen, which was stronger against a large number of currency pairs in here today, and indeed the pound was stronger as well against a large number of currencies. So these low interest rate, comparatively weak economy currencies, which have been used as funding currencies for leveraged investments, are strengthening as some of these risky type of assets or risk classed as risk assets come under some pressure. The commodity sector was comparatively weak in here as well. Gold was down just over $11 on the spot contract. Silver was weaker by 38 cents. Palladium by $12. Platinum down by $10. In the industrial metals, nickel was down by 850. Copper was pulling back from the $3 level and closed out the day around 292.50. And zinc was weaker by a full $123. So we're seeing weakness right across the commodities sector. The grains were comparatively quiet in here today, but oil, for example, was down over $2, natural gas down by 26 cents. And what the likelihood remains is that we are moving into a medium-term type correction, that the remarkably consistent and persistent advances that have been underway since March are being challenged. And provided that remains the case, the chances are that we're going to be moving back towards the moving average for a large number of the stock markets. Now, it is still a bit early to say that this is game, set, and match, because we look at something like the Dow or the S&P, and obviously Wall Street is by far the biggest market, and the Wall Street leash effect is an important force in the consideration of the direction of where equity markets are going to go, and the progression of higher reaction lows on Wall Street remains very much intact. That would really necessitate a move below 9,500 points on the Dow Jones or 1,000 on the S&P to break that progression of higher reaction lows, and we could still be in a reactionary type environment, which would be consistent with what's happened over the last 6 months in those markets if they can sustain moves above those areas. However, if we do see the Dow and the S&P moving down below those areas, that will be pretty solid confirmation that we're into a medium-term type correction. That would mean that we are probably at a juncture where the kind of very powerful advances that we've seen following previous small pullbacks are probably not going to be sustained if we're into a medium-term type correction. That the pullbacks that we've become used to an extent, particularly over the last 3 months, which have been rather small, will be somewhat larger, and we can look to particularly some of those leading markets which have become relatively overextended compared to their moving averages to potentially pull back quite sharply. Brazil is already an example of just how far back some of these high-flying markets can pull in a single day, and Brazil remains one of the better performing markets, but this tax on trading is a clear signal from the authorities there that they're attempting to dampen down on animal spirits in that market, and they are acting at a point where markets have already been rallying for a considerable period, and that downward dynamic is following through from that downward dynamic, although considerably smaller than today's move, that we saw in the middle of last week, which checked the advance in the short term. The chances are that today's move probably checks the advance over the medium term, and we're now into a more reactionary type environment, which is likely, which could last a number of months. With risk assets beginning to come under pressure, and we're also seeing that banks, which have at least moved in line with stock markets, are now beginning to underperform, and they're leading the way on the downside. We saw, for example, the FTSE 350 banks broke their progressions of higher reaction lows today. So did the Euro Stoxx banks. And while we haven't seen the same activity, for example, on the S&P 500 banks or the diversified financials, these are straws in the wind suggesting that we are moving into a more cor a correction rather than a reaction. If this is the move into this medium-term correction, which we have been anticipating for more than a month, then the chances are that while the better performing markets, which have become overextended relative to their moving averages, are likely to pull back, the contrary is true for weak currencies such as the dollar particularly, but also potentially the yen or the pound, which have been beaten down by short positions over the last few months. They could quite easily rally as some of the leverage is unwound, and that implied short position from carry trades is reversed. The government bond markets could also rally in this type of scenario. We saw, for example, yesterday on gilts that they found support where they needed to maintain the progression of higher reaction lows and followed through to a certain extent, that they were up marginally in here today. But there is room for government bonds to rally in a scenario where some of the leverage that's been built up over the last 6 months is unwound. Being long of government bonds, personally, I wouldn't be too comfortable with, because the supply issue is still very much in place, and the safe haven status that they have, in my opinion, is rather dubious. But that doesn't offset the fact that there are a large number of investors will look to that asset class as a potential safe haven if we do move into a bigger type reaction. On the other hand, there are going to be a lot of investors out there who have probably taken profits from positions that were put on in March, and they'll be looking to any larger reaction or correction as a buying opportunity. And certainly, we would be among that camp looking at this market and saying that if we do see these markets pulling back and finding support in the region of their 200-day moving averages, the chances are that that is going to present us with a favorable buying opportunity for the medium to longer term. So, what we can also expect, if we are moving into this medium-term correction type environment, that all those bullish assumptions that have permeated the media over the last 3 months will begin to be ignored, and we'll start to see the bearish case being made in a more fervent manner. Because it is still relatively easy to make a very firm bearish case, but it's been ignored for a good part of the last 3 months because stock market and risk asset type performance has negated it to a certain extent. What we need to bear in mind is that we've had a very good move over the last 6 months, in particular, that a larger correction or a medium-term correction is probably due at this stage, and while we are not 100% that this is it, the chances are that we are closer now to a larger corrective phase that could last a number of months than we are to the next major move to the upside. So, by definition, that means we're in a riskier environment, and this is beginning to look like an old change. What we'll be looking for when this corrective phase has run its course is upward dynamics across a range of assets, probably on the same day or key reversals, and support being found in the region or above their 200-day moving averages. China is important in this regard because it has led the group in terms of it was the not only one of the first to find support and break upwards from its base and one of the better performers in absolute terms, but it was also one of the first to enter this medium-term correction, find support at its moving average, and build support above that area. And that could easily be a template for the kind of reaction that we could expect in a number of other markets, and it will be interesting to watch those, particularly the better performers, as to where they're going to begin to find support. The fundamental reasons and the secular bull market is still very much intact. Nothing has changed to offset the viability of carry trades, other than the fact that some people are beginning to take profits. That doesn't mean that these carry trades and this leverage won't be put back right back on when we begin to see support being found by some of these markets. The leverage in the system is still very much available. The banking sector is getting back to business as usual, and nothing, while there has been a lot of talk about reform of the financial sector, we haven't had any movement on that front yet. And governments appear at the moment to be more concerned about supporting the banking industry rather than over-regulating it and, by extension, making it a more difficult process to repair their balance sheets. So, the status quo is very much intact. And that is something that, while very easy to remember now, if we do see that some of these markets have fallen by 10 or 15%, that will be something to remember at that juncture, where we'll be closer to the next good buying opportunity rather than a liquidation type environment. So, what we're looking at now is whether we're going to see the carry trade funding currency strengthen further, whether some of the mega cap stock markets break the progressions of higher lows, and those will be two quite clear signals that we have moved into a medium-term correction which could last a number of months. In this type of environment, gold will be in danger, I think, in the short term of some weakness, but is unlikely to fall by anything near as much as some stock markets could. And if we do start to see some of the deflationary type arguments coming back to the fore, then gold could quite easily outperform in that kind of environment. Personally, I closed my gold longs today for the, I suppose, the reason that I wasn't willing to sit with a losing position in an environment which I think has become decidedly more risky. But if gold shows signs that it can outperform in this kind of environment, there's a good chance, I think, that it will find support above the $1,000 level and potentially go back up and test its highs and improve upon that performance. But I'm more inclined to wait to see some evidence that it is actually capable of doing that before jumping back in. So I'm going to sit on the sidelines for a while, I think. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.